the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Kevin Powell is at the P.
The P in Cleveland.
Not quite the Q. Nope. Across from the Q.
Across from the Q. I can see the Q from here.
You can see the Q from the P.
I can.
Yeah. And congratulations to you on amazing coverage of this throughout the entire playoffs.
Awesome stuff, Kev.
It's been quite the ride. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank everybody at the station.
So
it's been fun.
The skies are blue there, even though it's rainy and kind of dreary here in downtown Chicago?
Still blue skies, mid-70s, slight wind out to center field here, so... gorgeous here today.
Is Kyle Schwarber going to hit a home run that actually knocks a light out, like in the natural?
Oh my
will it
gosh.
Be one of those kinds of things?
With the rain,
you know, if anybody could
storm.
Do it, it's him. They have this newer video scoreboard out in left field that's just massive. So, maybe
let's hit it.
Maybe Schwarber goes oppo, connects in the middle of it, puts a...
Right. Knocks out a couple of those LEDs, and next thing you know, it's like everybody's got like a little mark in the middle of them when you're when you're watching them. There's nothing worse than that.
Display going off here, So I think it's going to be a picture-perfect night, at least weather-wise, here in Cleveland. It's perfect right now.
It's very funny. On Saturday night at Wrigley Field, they had a guy, there's somebody near Murphy's. I don't want to say it was at Murphy's, but it was near Murphy's.
Okay.
That had like homemade fireworks, and they were shooting them off anytime something good happened in the game, which was very rare on Saturday night. But there was one time where the ball looked like it was going to go out. It was off of a Cub bat. I can't remember who hit it. Deep center. Shot and it was caught easily before the warning track, and they're like firing off all these like fireworks. I'm like, hey,
doesn't look safe.
That's not right.
That's been going on all postseason. They'll just randomly shoot off fireworks, and it's near Murphy's sort of in the center field area.
Yeah.
I get scared. I think it's like something else.
Well, the first time it was during the Giant in the NLDS, I think everybody jumped a little. Nobody knew what it was.
Well, in this town.
Right.
Right.
Seriously.
You hear a bang in this town. You're like, hey, everybody duck.
Right. Duck.
Get down. Everybody get down.
Run.
All right. Hey, look who just stepped in the studio. Legend, Yakov Smirnoff.
Hi.
Has just stepped
Yakov.
In.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Yaka? Are you? You're here. This is good timing for you to be in Chicago right now.
I think so. I honestly did not bargain for this. I came to do a show on Friday night, and I came to do a couple of interviews and stuff. And all of a sudden, I get in the hotel, and everybody's in the lobby watching the game. And I don't know, really. I didn't grow up with baseball, really.
Right.
So
although I thought the Russians invented baseball. Don't they claim to have invented
they
baseball?
They claimed it, but I didn't grow up with it. So I, for me, baseball, you know, I'm waiting for the touchdown, and then I know the game is on, right? So, So I had no idea. And yet, yesterday, it just was so exciting to see, to feel that energy in this hotel lobby. There was like a lot of people, and they're all cheering and they're excited, and they're telling me the story about this Cubs who are like underdogs in a way that are
108 years of
108 years
not
obsolescence. Yeah.
Right. So I got excited, so I had plans for this evening, but I canceled it. I said, I'm watching the game.
Oh, yeah.
And I, you know,
good
I.
Good move.
Yeah.
When in Chicago, you got to do that.
Do
are you going to work any of it
do.
Into your performance?
I think so.
You got to.
I got to, yes. Yes, exactly. I'm walking around when I got to town, I'm like going, what's up with the W's? You know, it's like ladies' bathroom everywhere. You know, no man's bathroom anywhere. What's up with that?
And they're in odd places, like on top of buildings, too. It's strange. It's worked out this year.
They have. Actually, what's interesting is somebody got up on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. Have you been there? Have you been
there? I've been to Cleveland, yes.
Someone got to the flagpole and climbed it and got the W flag up on top of the pole there.
You guys finally saw.
The W is...
Yeah, millennials caught that at like 4 a.m.
Right.
They got an alert on their
thank
phone.
Thank you, Violetta. The W is for the win. When they win. They've been flying the W flag at Wrigley Field for generations.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
When they win the game. They,
got
they,
it.
They hoist a W flag so the people going by on the train can see if the Cubs won or lost that day.
Got it. So, this is ahead of the game, basically? Or
this is after the game. This is after the game. So, I mean, everybody's flying these W's right now, which they should not actually be doing, Jakob. This is like not...
It's supposed to be like the Vatican, like the black smoke.
Yes. Right. Or the white smoke. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the black smoke means.
Black
that's
smoke,
bad, right?
The black smoke means that it's cold in here and we're trying to heat the room. That's what that means.
But it's become a symbol more than anything, I think, during this World Series run. You know, the fly the W, it's the hashtag. It's the, you know, it's a symbol of this team's success, I think, more than just the win of the day.
So Yakov Smirnoff is going to be at the North Shore Center for Performing Arts on Friday night, one show only, one night only.
One night
you're
only.
In,
yes.
You're out. You got to move. You got to get these tickets now at NorthShoreCenter.org. If just go to that page and you'll find the Yakov Smirnoff. It's $35-45 depending on where you're going to. I think you want to go for the bigger number there. I think for the $10 you get closer to Yakov, it's good.
I agree.
You agree with that? Yeah, I agree with that. I like to stack up those people right up in the front because right. You never know what's going to happen in the back.
Yakov, hey, do you recommend people drink Smirnoff before they come to the show?
It enhances the experience.
Yeah, no question.
It's a double shot of Smirnoff that way.
That could be very dangerous. I wouldn't recommend.
I always wondered this about you. Did Smirnoff ever try to sue you or anything?
No. They're like happy. They were actually, in the 80s, they were courting me to do some commercials for them. And mm-hmm. My kids were just little at that mm-hmm. time, and I didn't feel association with alcohol would be a good idea. So
even though your name's Yakov Smirnoff.
Well,
a little late for that, wasn't it? Yakov, just a little?
Yeah, but it's a common name in Russia.
Yeah,
so
is it like Smith in
yes,
Russia?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, or Jack Daniels. You know, it's kind of, yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Right. He did do Jack Daniels work, though, which was the damnedest thing.
So weird.
I never understand that. Yeah.
But you're all about positivity now, too, right? Don't you have a master's in positive psychology?
Psychology, that's right. And the show is called Happily Ever Laughter. So it's really about if couples want to come and enjoy together the show, it's really kind of like a therapy gift wrapped in laughter, basically.
I like that.
Yeah, it explains to people why we're having so many challenges in the relationships. And laughter can be kind of a gauge of knowing where you are. You know, I gauge it every day with my audience when I do a show. I gauge if they're laughing, then we're connected. Everything is fine. Mm-hmm. The same thing happens in the relationship. If you're connected, there's a lot of laughter happening. If you're not, things are not happening.
You know,
trouble.
That is trouble. Laughter is better than anger.
Yes,
which is unfortunately in this election cycle not exactly happening. By the way, since you're here, do you have any of Hillary's emails in your pocket right now? Did they KGB
Putin,
give you anything?
Yeah,
no. FSB give you anything?
Will WikiLeaks release any connection between you and Putin? Is that going to happen? Just go on the record
today,
for us.
Not today.
No.
But,
okay.
But I'm holding out. Yes, mm-hmm. I'm holding out. We still have a week to go. So
yes. Yeah, less than a week now. Okay, you know what? We've been on the road with these two jokers for basically all of 2016, you know, one way or another.
Yes.
I'm covering this for all of 2016 and half of 2015. And
right.
I cannot wait for Tuesday night because for the only reason that it's over.
Yeah.
It is O-V-E-R.
Yeah. But then what are you going to talk about?
Oh, don't worry about it. Don't you worry about it. I got plenty of stuff.
There's a lot going on in this city.
We've been saving.
There's a lot of other stuff that we've ignored. And trust me, no matter which one of these two becomes president of the United States, my sense is they're going to make headlines.
That's your problem.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
A Trump presidency would be a gift from God to the media.
To the media, yes. Yeah. Yes, and comedians.
Yes, and comedians. So. Right, yeah.
Very much so. Yeah.
Exactly, because he writes his own material for us. But I don't, you know, it's so funny that today they're talking about the fact that the campaign has said today they're taking a victory lap for keeping him off Twitter.
Mm.
They must have smashed his phone with a hammer or whatever he's accusing, you know, Hillary of doing. I mean, they might have dropped it in acid. I don't know, whatever it is, or given him a phone that doesn't actually have his account on it. So he thinks it's not connected, you know, or it's like. So,
he thinks he's tweeting.
Right. It's just on airplane mode, but they can't see it. And he's like, I don't know why no one's responding to this. You know, I don't know. Is this, the Russian thing is weird, though, isn't it? Don't you find that weird?
I think so. I mean, you know, if they were to unite, you know, Hillary and Donald and just meet with Putin together, you know, can you imagine three of them in the same room? A narcissist, a liar, and
Putin.
And Putin.
Who's all of that?
Exactly. So what do you do?
Figure out which one is which.
Yeah, right? What exactly. And Putin shirtless, sitting there, petting a baby giraffe, right? You know, like the little miniature giraffe.
Oh, gosh.
This is what I have in the closet there. Right? What is good? Now, do you get back? I know when you first came here.
Yes.
You know, this was a moment where, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of travel. between Russia and the United States.
Yes,
we were
yes,
still
yes,
at a very,
yes.
you know, the Cold War was still
big time.
Raging
yes.
while you were in your popularity and ascendancy here in America.
Right.
And now that, you know, after 1990 and after the, you know, the sort of bringing down of communism
right,
there,
right.
although I don't know how much it's different, you tell me, but do you get back?
I have. I've gone back, actually, was there in Ukraine 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone back. It's interesting. You know, the country changed a big time. I mean, simple things, you know, food. There's no more.
There is food.
There's no more lines for food. I mean, there's McDonald's. There's Wendy's. They tried to bring Taco Bell, but the Ukrainian government didn't like the slogan, run for the border. So they X'd that.
Sure did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the churches opened up. That was also, when I was mm-hmm. growing up, it was all atheistic society. No, right. no religion allowed. You're not even allowed to say God in school without being punished. Now they open the churches. They restore them. They're beautiful. I walked into one a little church, and there's a plaque by the door, and it says, wearing a hat in church is like committing adultery. And someone wrote underneath, I tried both of those things, and there is a difference. And it was signed
so
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Him.
Yeah. So there's humor definitely still there, mm-hmm. you know. And I go back, but it was an interesting transition for my career because when 1991 happened, you know, and the Soviet Union right. collapsed, David Letterman had a top 10 list of things that will now change that the Soviet Union no longer there. And I made number one on the list. Yakov Smirnov will be out of work. And at first I was laughing, right?
Sure.
6 months later,
no.
I wasn't laughing. No, it's true. All of a sudden now I am, I'm like going, what's going on? There's no more bookings in Vegas, Atlantic City. They're not renewing
wow.
my contract.
Oh
it
my
was
gosh.
Serious. It was a big deal. Oh. And I didn't understand what was going on. So then I started to look for a place where they did not know that the Soviet Union collapsed.
Huh.
And I ended up in Branson, Missouri. They still don't know. And
it's better.
It worked for me. Yeah, it worked for me for 23 years. Thank God.
Thank God.
I have a 2,000-seat theater. I entertain over 4.5 million people. And this is where this whole new development started in terms of understanding Happily Ever After. And now it's a PBS show. And it's scored like really, I mean, it became a winner of this year on all the new shows mm-hmm. on PBS. So that's why I'm touring it around the country because people want to see live version.
So you're
of
out
that.
Of your. What happens in Branson when you're not there?
I leased the theater to Acrobats of China.
Oh,
so as long as the communists are represented,
it's all good, right?
It's all good.
Consistent.
Nobody. Yeah.
Well, we're going now. Marge, we're all going over Branson, so we see some more commies.
What is,
I don't really understand that. So, you know, we like to go look at commies
right,
just so we can
right.
see what they look like,
that's
and
right.
the horns on their
exactly,
head and stuff
exactly,
like that.
Exactly.
So now, is it now you're Ukrainian by descent,
yes, uh-huh.
right? I mean,
yes.
do you consider what do you make of all the stuff that's going on over there? It's tough, right?
It is tough, but I also think that it depends who you talk to. It's like there's a war going on, right, on mm-hmm. one hand, and the Russians are shooting missiles in them. But, you know, on the other hand, the Russian, the Soviet technology is so outdated, so old, that they shoot a missile, and then they have to watch CNN to see where it landed, right? So there's not much damage going on. But the country is, Ukraine is very corrupt overall. There's just so much corruption going on. So they kind of don't mind being an underdog because that way aid comes from all over the world.
It pays better.
In a
Mouse
way.
That Roared is
in
kind of
way.
What it's like,
yeah,
that movie
yeah,
from
yeah,
the 60s.
Yeah. yeah. So,
it's
so yeah. So I guess, you know, everybody's complacent and everybody's okay and nobody's complaining and everything is fine.
Yeah.
You know,
well, Yakov Smirnov is going to the professor of love and laughter.
I like that name.
From the same university that gave us Donald Trump, by the way. I just want to point that out. University of Pennsylvania is where he went and he got this degree. So I just want to let you know.
Is that on the resume? Yeah.
Don't right. hold it against
I'm just,
me.
I'm just saying.
I'm not running.
I'm just saying. Just saying. And so you can go see him at the North Shore Center for Performing Arts, and that is coming up on Friday. And tickets are at NorthShoreCenter.org. If you want to see, great theater. That is a really
is.
Nice. Have you played there before?
I played there before many years ago. Yes.
Yeah. It's lovely, and it's great. And you know, you can go over to the Maggiano's or something. Mm-hmm. You know, beforehand for dinner, and
great
you head
spot.
Over to see Yakov, and you're good to go.
Perfect night.
And laugh your Yakov. No problem.
There you go. I like what he did right there.